This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The onset of technology has revolutionized how the public today consumes information, influencing their decision-making and their purchasing habits. The growing use of smartphones and the increasing number of people accessing the internet via their mobile devices have changed the way marketers and retailers engage consumers as the battle for the greater share of voice is determined literally in the hands of the consumer. With the growing choices, along with increasing standards of living, consumers are eager to look out for value offers, taking greater notice of brands that put more focus on understanding their needs and personalizing their engagement. In such competitive environment, how can retailers cater to the unceasing demand and improve their appeal to the consumers? Well, today we speak to Kumaresh Vishnanadan. He's the Business Development Director of Ebizu, and he talks about redefining Malaysia retail marketing strategy with Angeline Tay.
Okay, so what's Ebizu?
Ebizu, we are actually O2O, which stands for online to offline retail advertising and location intelligence solution provider.
All right, so what exactly do you do then?
See, what we do is we provide location-based intelligence for retailers so that they can target their customers, retail customers, more accurately and more efficiently.
And how is your solution different from other maybe service provider out there?
Obviously, most of the service provider talking about this marketing landscape, right? What they do is they enable very generic marketing services, right? Let's take a small example. You drive all the way from Kuala Lumpur to Shah Alam, right? One of the example, right? You see probably about hundreds of billboards. So our question always is, how many of those billboards are actually relevant to you? All right? Even bachelors are looking at baby diapers promotion. Is it relevant to them, right? Yeah. See, what Ebizu we do is combined with this location intelligence and very deep analytics and insights, right? We actually analyze and we profile every single customers, right? So retailers, you know, they have like, we combine this tool like, you know, location intelligence and the big data behind, retail big data behind it. You can actually target your customers. Hmm. Why bother sending a baby diapers promotion to a bachelor?
Yes.
All right, let's target the parents or even the soon-to-be parents. So we provide this sort of like intelligence to every single retailer.
Now, it's quite complicated. How do you get those information? How do you know which person is a soon-to-be parent?
See, let's talk about a little bit about big data here. All right. Big data that I'm talking about is definitely the customer profiling. All right. See, we acquire a huge amount of like data, talking about the retail behavior, talking about the social profile, shopping behavior, the patterns and your movement, where you stay, where you work, where you play, right? All these combined, right? I can actually understand who you are end of the day, right? Including your transactional information. If I got to know that you are actually coming in and out of like few baby stores, I can actually safely assume that you're a parent, right? So I can push you the right promotion. All right. If I know that you're actually coming in and out of like coffee cafes, I know that you're a coffee drinker. So I can actually target the right message to you. So any retailer who understand, who actually has this data, can actually target their users better. Second thing is definitely the location intelligence. Why bother sending somebody a promotion when they're not even nearby your physical store? All right. When they're just in the vicinity or proximity, we like to call it, right? Probably like a few hundred meters or even 1 kilometer. And you know that this person loves this particular item, push them the right message.
Like John with his chocolate cake.
Exactly.
Give us examples on how you've successfully implemented your solutions and have helped retailer.
Okay, we have close to about 2,000 plus outlets registered with us across about 400 brands. And of course, the number is expected to grow about 5,000 physical retailer outlets by end of this year. We have enabled this entire solution for them. We give them the location capability and also the campaign tool, which comes with like, you know, you can actually segmentize your target market. You can get a complete analytics of your every single customer, including their profile. Which even one of the beautiful things is you can understand their social profile. You can see, you know, this person is one of my customer. I can see, their social profile, including their photo, age, location.
How do you get those information? Is it all under big data?
Yes.
Okay.
Right? So we acquire all that. And like a simple question that every we ask every retailer, right? Okay, this person A is actually your customer. When the last he came to your outlet? What's the frequency like in a week, in a month, in a year? So most retailers tell us like, no idea. See, with the entire location intelligence and the campaign manager behind and what we like to call it the retail big data that does the entire analytics, right? We can actually tell about this person's movement around your physical outlet. With all this combined, right, they can actually target their customer better and do all sort of like campaign activities. We have done this for various retailers across many vertical of industries, F&B, fashion, services, and so on and so forth. Some of the retailers like amazing amount of customer retention today because they completely understand their customers.
And we want to delve deeper into the technology behind the solutions that you're providing. And then one thing that I've read about is beacon technology. Mm-hmm. So we want to find out more about that and what's beacon technology. After this, in the studio, we have Viswanathan, Business Development Director of eBizu, with us today on Tech Talk. And stay with us, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're still listening to Tech Talk. I'm Angeline Tay. And in the studio, we have Kumaresh Viswanathan, Business Development Director of eBizu, talking about connecting retailers to connected consumers through big data and location intelligence. Now, what is beacon technology?
Beacon is actually a Bluetooth low energy technology. Right? It's just a small device and doesn't require any wiring or something. It runs on a battery. Typically, the device lasts about 2 to 5 years. So it's a very simple device. What it does is emit signals, right? Bluetooth signals to your mobile phone. So when you are in the vicinity, then this next call to action happen.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Okay. And then comparing Southeast Asia and also to the West, because I understand this has been going on in Europe or in the States for quite a while, and it's quite popular over there. So tell us about what's happening in the West and how is it spilling over to this region?
Well, even some of the largest retailer like Walmart, now I can name another few, you know, like Tesco and blah, blah, and a few other organizations already like actively using this sort of location intelligence technologies. Beacon is just one of the technology. We have like combined with GPS and Wi-Fi as well. But eBizu, we are very much focused on GPS and beacon. The other side of the world, like States and Europe, right? They use these technologies to actually target their users, number one, when they're in the proximity, push them the right promotion. And second thing, they use this to actually understand their customers and their movement and their behavior. Let's look at a supermarket scenario. Let's say you're walking into a Milo aisle, all right? You see the Milo promotion, all right? The next time when you go to a next aisle, you probably see a different promotion pushed to you. All right. This is what the people like Walmart and a few other brands in the other part of the world are doing.
And speaking of retailers here in Malaysia, is it tough to persuade them to pick up on this technology?
That's definitely one of the biggest challenges that eBizu is facing today, right? Because the entire location technology, intelligence technology is relatively young here. All right. We're having quite a challenge there persuading the retailers who are very much traditional, number one. Number two, they've just been like doing whatever they've been doing for the last many years. You know, they just want to keep to that particular way of doing things. So we are doing a lot of like this awareness campaign and inviting everybody to join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do they miss out if they don't pick up on, you know, such technology?
Okay. Talking about retail market, right? 70% of business or revenue comes from repeat customers, which we like to call as the retention strategy, all right? And furthermore, retention is actually 5 times cheaper than acquisition, all right? So every business one actually should actually focusing a lot on their retention, all right? But the biggest question is, in order for you to do this retention, you need to understand your customers very well. As I mentioned earlier, right, the biggest challenge that a lot of retailers are facing today is understanding their customers. They don't even know about who this person is, what their age, what's their gender. And the other thing is like, you know, a simple thing like, you know, how many times this person come to my physical outlet in a day, in a month, in a week or something. So what we do, we provide them this entire tool, analytics, for them to understand better. So when I understand my customer, I can actually come out with this exact retention strategy. Mm. And the right offers.
Okay, so for example, a retailer who's interested to engage with eBizu, what do they have to do?
Oh, it's very easy, actually. Just get in touch with us, sales@ebizu.com, and sign up, and we can sign you up. And the entire offer that I just mentioned, right, the entire tool, including the location intelligence, the campaign manager, which is just a small portal for you to log in, actually, to see, to create a campaign. It's just a five-step thing. And also the customer profiling. You can we can actually onboard every single customer that you have in your list. Typically, custom in any company that we go today, right, they have like a very traditional method of CRM, right? When I say CRM, means it's the database. It's either like a long stack of papers or Excel sheet or very traditional CRM system. We convert this entire thing into our very, what we like to call as very sexy customer profiling, where you can actually see their customers' social profile, their photo, age, location, and their movement, their transactional information, their brand and category, affinity, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. So contact us. We can sign you up for free.
And it's free?
It's completely free.
Walk us through. Okay, if someone signed up and they get to see their customer's social profile, what's next?
Well, after you see your customer profile, you can actually customize the campaign for them, right? You see, one of the examples, right, one of our merchants, they realized, they started populating the entire CRM into our customer profiling. And you can see every single customer of you individually and also collectively. So what they did was they did a small analysis. Collectively, they realized that 60% of their customers were female, and they also had this brand affinity, or what we like to call as category affinity, towards this one particular area, cinema. All right. See, what they did was like, wow, this is amazing information. What they did was they did a small campaign which says that anybody who come to my outlet more than this time, this many times in a month, they get a free cinema ticket. It was a huge success.
Well, tell us about Ebizu's plan.
Southeast Asia is definitely our biggest focus. This is one of the biggest markets in the world today. We have operations in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore. We are preparing for Philippines and Thailand expansion early next year. Of course, India and China will be next.
Okay. And going into this kind of market, I think a lot of our listeners are also entrepreneurs going regional. And do you have any, tips or things that you would like to share with our entrepreneurs about going to different markets?
Understand your customers well before you're venturing into these territories.
So you use Ebizu to understand your market?
We would love to.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Kumaresh Viswanathan, Business Development Director of Ebizu, and we've been talking about connecting retailers to connecting consumers. You've been listening to Tech Talk. I'm Angeline Tse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.